glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
We have been in a series of lessons the last couple of weeks from the Gospel of Matthew. It is based around the teaching of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We hope you will continue to listen to this program as we share more about what Jesus said from the mountainside.
Lord, let your light light up your face, shine on us. Lord, let your light light up your face, shine on us.
Let me give a brief review of what Jesus has taught, beginning from verse 1 of Matthew 5. First, Jesus began sharing principles of how true happiness can be found in this life. He was declaring that blessings would come to those who had certain qualities and attitudes about life. Those blessings were the result of the spiritual renewal that Jesus was bringing into the lives of all who follow him. He concluded that part of his teaching by telling us that being persecuted was something over which we could rejoice. He said that the blessings would surely come to those who followed him. The last portion of the Lord's message was about Christians becoming an influence in the sinful world. As salt and light influences things, so every disciple is to bring an influence of righteousness in this sinful and fallen world. The new section of the sermon begins with Jesus declaring that he had come to complete or to fulfill the law of Moses and the words of the prophets of God. And we begin our reading today from Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter nor the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Anyone who breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus knew that some would believe that he was destroying the law and contradicting the prophets. His gospel message ushered in a new covenant that God would make with all of mankind. The gospel would be a message to every nation and not just to the Israelites. What a great and wonderful message would come from the preaching and teaching of the gospel of Christ. Everyone, whosoever will, it says, can come to the Lord for cleansing through Jesus' blood that was spilt on Calvary. So Jesus was expanding the message of God to include everyone. And with the expansion of salvation to all mankind through the gospel, Jesus also expanded the nature of God's laws. He placed a greater spiritual emphasis upon those laws already given through Moses. And so we now read, beginning in verse 21 of Matthew 5, "You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, 'Do not murder,' and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to his brother, 'Raca,' is answerable to the Sanhedrin, but anyone who says, 'You fool,' will be in danger of the fire of hell. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, go and be reconciled to your brother and come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do it while you are still with him on the way, or he may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. I tell you the truth, you will not get out of there until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, 'Do not commit adultery.' But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for you, your whole body, to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. It has been said, 'Anyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce.' But I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for marital unfaithfulness, causes her to become an adulteress, and anyone who marries the divorced woman commits adultery." It is easily seen that Jesus deals with a matter of what is in the heart, what is spoken from the tongue, and what deeds are done. Just refraining from murder or adultery does not fulfill the teachings of Jesus. It is the attitude and the conviction of the individual, along with the actions, both in word and in deed, that matters. One's anger must be controlled, as does one's lust. Getting divorced for any reason will not be justified under Christ's law. The attitudes and the actions under these subjects affect relationship that we have with others. And so we are taught to maintain our relationship with one another by taking steps necessary to make things right between us and others. Control over our emotions is just as important as over our tongues. Influences that would destroy our good conscience needs to be removed so that we keep ourselves from losing our souls. The marriage bond is to be held up as Christians as God holds it. It is a commitment for a lifetime. Actions taken to set apart what God has joined together is not something to be done unless there is the breach of that relationship by a partner who is unfaithful to the commitment made to honor the marriage bed and keep it holy. Jesus was teaching those who followed him that being faithful to his teachings was more than just keeping a set of rules. That is what the Pharisees had become, rule keepers. They technically kept the law, but they were not committed to the way of righteousness. The lesson today from the Lord should call all of us to examine ourselves, making sure we are dedicated to making and keeping ourselves right in our relationships with others, and keeping our hearts pure and clean, as well as our tongues and deeds from harming others. This will enable us to come before the Lord and to worship Him without having a guilty conscience. Jesus calls us to a righteousness that reaches deep within the heart and soul. Once we have it right there, our actions will be where they need to be as well. Thank you for your time and attention. May the Lord bless you today.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas. In the light.